Jesus said in Matthew 19, 14, 15, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he lay his hands on them and depart thence. The word of God is released over you right now to heal you from every disease, to heal your soul and spirit. I pray, I believe by faith that you are delivered from every destructive behavior, every distraction and device set up by the enemy in the name of Jesus. I speak to your spiritual wounds and scars in your secret places. I declare restoration to take place in you in Jesus' name. I prophesy that the kingdom of the Lord will come in your life, that the Lord's perfect will be done in your life, and is it done in heaven. I stand in agreement with your parents' holy prayer for you and confess that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, that you are a child of destiny. I declare that you will have a supernatural encounter with the Holy Spirit, and your identity be settled in your spirit in the name of Jesus. I declare that you will not pay for the sins of your mother and father. I break every generational curse of sin, sickness, and early death in your bloodline in the name of Jesus. I release the holy blood transfusion to take place in your spiritual veins right now, that the blood of Jesus is purifying your bloodline from every evil covenant and oath made in your behalf in the name of Jesus. I stand in the authority and in the power that Jesus have given me over all of the power of the enemy. I take back your divine destiny, your ultimate purpose, your righteous legacy, and your soul from the camp of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I break every foul contract your ancestors made with Satan, descending back from your ancestors' tree, made consciously or unconsciously. I call them null and void. I reconnect you back to a fresh covenant with Jesus Christ. I say you belong to God, that you will fulfill your divine assignment on this earth. In the name of Jesus, I disconnect you from any ungodly friends. I release them from any peer pressure. In the name of Jesus, I release warfare angels to be assigned to you at all times. They will divinely protect you from the evil devourers. I release these words in your spirit right now. I say that you shall rise as a mighty anointed weapon of the Lord and bruise the head of the enemy by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I release the feathers of God to cover and protect you. I say that you will not be violated spiritually. mentally, emotionally, or sexually by any strangers, teachers, spiritual authority, friends of the family, or any family members in the name of Jesus. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. For God use only. I gently place you in a safe place in the arms of our Most High God. You will not be plucked out the hands of our Heavenly Father. The Word of God said that the power of life is in my tongue. So I exercise my rights in your behalf. I release God's word to heal you from every disease and deliver you from all destructions. I command every internal and external part of your body to line up with the word of God and be healed. I decree that every part of your body will develop properly. Thank you, Jesus. I prophesy to your mind. I declare that every evil kingdom the enemy has built in your mind be demolished in the name of Jesus. I prophesy that the kingdom of God will be built in your mind and has his authority to reign over your spirit. I declare that the word of the Lord become established in your memories as you make choices in life. I say that you will choose life and not death. You will choose the path of righteousness. That you will be who God say that you are. That you will find your purpose early and remain there until eternity. Wherever God send you, you will prosper in him. I declare that you will not stray away or depart from your godly principles and teachings. I release the word of the Lord over you right now. Ephesians 6:1-3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Psalm 34:11. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11-13. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and he shall seek me and find me, when he shall search for me with all of your heart. Psalm 112:2. His children will be mighty in the land, and the generation of the upright will be blessed. I prophesy that you are obedient to the word of the Lord. Your guardians, your spiritual and natural authorities, and most of all to your parents. I say as you grow in the temple of the Lord, as Samuel, you will have a supernatural encounter with the Lord that will cause you to leap to an unfamiliar dimension in God and cause an eternal transformation inside of you. In Jesus' name I pray and declare this prayer to be alive and be developing your soul daily. Amen. Yada da 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 da